Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
I've been hearing from people in my different communities that they are looking to expand and shake things up in new ways this year. And one theme that I've seen coming up again and again is making new friends or maximizing specific friendships and being intentional with the people that we spend time with in our lives. I really recommend huge intention when it comes to deciding who you spend time with. I would say at this point in my life, I have fewer friends than I've ever had by choice, and I sincerely love every single one of them. There is never a time, even when it's pouring rain outside, that I don't hope someone secretly cancels. I don't have that, oh, do I really want to see this person? I've been out in the rain twice in the last 2 days to see friends that I love. And it's just a sign to me that, yeah, I'm doing my life right in this area. So what I wanted to share today was a couple of simple pieces of advice when it comes to becoming the friend that is easy to be with, right? That is always often just hanging out with the friends that are meaningful and the friends that matter. And it does require some initiative on our part, right? Friendships don't just happen. They don't make themselves. They require someone to make an effort. So I've got a couple of pieces of info here that can be helpful if being intentional with friendships matters to you. The first is this. Being easy to be with has so much to do with just your attitude and your energy. And it's no secret that positivity attracts, right? Negativity repels. There's a friend of mine who, she used to complain quite a lot about her husband working too much because he was stuck at the office, he'd work at the weekends. And then as she started doing some work on herself, she started to really reframe that. And she said, look, it was actually his passion for what he does that really attracted her to him in the first place. Passion sexy, right? And even those small reframes that she made in her life, I could see made her this friend that was just more and more irresistible to be with. Her natural leaning towards positivity and optimism by mental reframes. And the second piece of advice here, I find this, again, once again, simple, but easily overlooked. Take specific initiative with specific plans. So I think we all have that friend who texts or says, hey, we should hang out. Hey, we should get coffee. Hey, we should meet up. I mean, that goes nowhere. That's boring. I get those texts all the time. It doesn't result in anything. Something else, though, does, right? Specificity. So instead of saying, hey, want to hang out? Why not say, hey, want to try that new restaurant in South Beach with me this Friday at 7 o'clock? Do you see how it's completely different? One feels like it's serious, right? Someone's got an intention and they're making moves. And one is broad. And sometimes I just don't even know if it's real. If someone's saying, you know, let's hang out. I think we say that sometimes too. If we bump into someone and we don't know how to wrap up the conversation, or we want to say it because it feels polite. I know someone sincere when they are making specific plans, stating where, stating when. The people too who take initiatives in friendships have the friends of their choice because they're seeking them out. I would say most people don't do this. They're pretty passive when it comes to friendships. They have their friends that they've had for a long time, right? That natural structure support like school, college, work. But those of us who get to hang out with the people we actually really want to hang out with and spend time with, and I would say that is me at this point because I am so intentional, I've been that person making specific plans. I still do it. My friends in my life know this. They're like, Susie won't be wishy-washy about plans and she'll only say yes to the plans that she wants to say yes to, which also means that you can trust that when I'm with you, I really want to be there. So a bit of friendship initiative this week. Why not try it? See how it feels and see how your life unfolds as a result. I bet a whole lot more joy is going to sneak in. Until tomorrow, my friends, so much love and ease. Hey friend, are you feeling stuck in any area of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.